Thanks so much for holding. This is Chris.
Hi, this is George with WebEdge Digital Marketing. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm all right, George. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I want to let you know that we're on a conference call with two other people. My partner Greg is on the line with us. He's here with me, and Justin, our top technician.
Excellent. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing today, Chris?
Doing all right, thanks. How are y'all?
Hey, good. Is now a good time?
Yes.
Good.
Wonderful. Did you come up with some new and improved questions, perhaps?
Not really. I mean, it's all very unknown to me. I've never dealt with any of this before, so you can talk to me like I know nothing because I know nothing.
Okay. This is Justin again. Just so I'm aware, have you guys tried any SEO in the past and or PPC?
To be honest with you, I came into this position not too long ago, and a lot of things were in place that honestly, I have no idea. I know that we have probably done some stuff in the past. We work with Sesame. I don't know if you're familiar with that company. It's kind of big in the ortho world. They do our website.
Right.
They track all our analytics and all of that kind of stuff. As far as who does like our Google AdWords and that kind of thing, honestly, it would be me, but I have no idea who originally set it up or if anybody is even looking at that stuff right now.
Okay. Have you had, I don't know how long you've been in the position, but have you had a chance to kind of dive into the analytics or figure out maybe where your practice might be suffering as far as placement is concerned or where you think you can
do
better? Not
much. I know we need help just on our website, you know, in general with content and that kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, wherever we are getting driven from when they get to our website, I'm not sure how captivating we are. I honestly know very, very little. I'm delving into this portion of our world very baby. I'm a baby. I'm an infant.
You're in your infancy. No worries.
With my knowledge. I am in my infancy big time.
Okay, well, let me kind of briefly explain what we do and how we do it. So essentially what we do, and I know you mentioned adding content, that is a huge part of what we do. I don't know if you've had a chance to go on our website and see our different levels of service, but what each one includes...
I did.
Okay. So what each one of those include are optimizing your homepage and then building additional landing pages. We build brand new landing pages because we don't want to affect anything good that you have going for you now. So whatever Sesame's done for you, whatever placement you have existing, we don't want to mess with that. If anything, we want to improve it. But our main focus is to build quality landing pages targeting specifically what you want to be found for and where you want to be found for it. So I know your address is centrally located, well, I don't know about central often, but do you have any other surrounding cities that you think you could grab some patients from?
Buda. We're real close to Buda. Dripping Springs isn't too far out of our realm. You know, Austin has sort of merged with everything in between here in San Antonio, so we have patients in New Braunfels and Del Valle.
Okay.
A lot of the surrounding areas.
Do you have multiple offices or just one office?
Just this office.
Okay, all right. So because you are trying to grab some traffic from other cities, that's something we really excel in. Essentially what we have to do is build a targeted landing page around, say, best orthodontist in Dripping Springs. And what happens is when we build this page, you don't have to be located in Dripping Springs to pull up, but we'll build a page for it, and the content would be something to the effect of, if you live near Dripping Springs and you're looking for the best orthodontist, come visit our office here. We have complimentary exams, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so we try to expose you to as many people as possible that are looking for what you do and around where you do it. So we can build pages for Invisalign, people looking for Invisalign, or adult orthodontist, or family orthodontist, or children's orthodontist, that all the different phrases that you could think of, we would build landing pages for. So what we do, the different levels of service kind of start at 20 pages plus your homepage and then go to 30 and 40. Typically, for us to target the city of Austin, any large city like that, our starting level of service is typically a level 5 because I'm also not sure if you saw this on our website, but we're pretty unique in the SEO world in that we offer a money-back guarantee. And part of being able to stand by that money-back guarantee is we have to sell a certain level of service that allows us to be competitive enough to stand by our money-back guarantee, right? But what also, what also makes us unique is we do not require you to sign any long-term contracts. So we earn your business every 30 days. But we have a client retention rate of 93% over a 5-year period. So simply put, what we do works. It works 100% of the time. We guarantee it, and we know you're going to partner with us for years to come. So a level 5 would be your entry-level package if we're going to target Austin. However, I noticed you do already have placement for Austin just for the term of orthodontist in Austin, Texas. So that's fantastic. And because you have placement there already, it may not require a level 5. So I may say a level 4 would probably be okay to start. I'm not sure what your budget is.
I want to throw in there that we are running at 25% off the initial setup fee for the month of August. So
I saw that.
That can be a chunk of change in savings.
Okay.
Right. So so there is that. All of the surrounding cities that you do not have placement in now, I know for a fact you don't. You don't have pages built for that right now. Would allow you to start at a smaller level of service. If that's more in line with your budget, we could target the smaller cities and show you what we do works, kind of develop a trust between us. And then once you see that working, you can actually let the optimization work pay for its own upgrade. So all the sales and new patients you acquire coming in through that would essentially pay for itself. So over 80% of our clients actually upgrade on their own, and a lot of that is due to kind of, I'm going to call it dipping a toe in the water, testing us out, showing them what we do works, and then going on from there. So that's kind of it in a nutshell how it works. If you're sitting at a computer, I can walk you through kind of an example client who, is already on the front page, and I can show you all the different cities we're servicing and all the different stuff that we're targeting for them. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. We help all walks of business all across the United States. So essentially we know exactly what Google is looking for, and we know how to please Google and how to reach the front page.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am at a computer.
Okay, good. Let me give you an example here for somebody in Austin. If you could go to www.levineinjurylaw.com, it's LEVINE, injurylaw.com.
All right, I'm there.
Okay. Now, if you'll scroll down to the bottom in that red bar, you'll see a sitemap button.
Okay.
Click the sitemap.
Yep.
Okay, this is a particular client, and as you can imagine, personal injury is a highly competitive industry. We have built all of these pages. If you scroll down, you'll see we're targeting Austin, Bastrop County, Bee Cave, Burnett County, Cedar Park, Georgetown, Hayes, Kyle, Lakeway, Leander, Round Rock, and just kind of keeps going, right? So let's take let's scroll down to Travis County Car Accident Attorneys. If you click that page, it'll take you to this landing page. This is what a landing page looks like.
Hang on, I got lost.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. So if you'll scroll down.
So I'm on the Levine page.
Okay, scroll
not
down.
On the Google.
Right. You're on the Levine website.
Their actual website.
Yep.
Okay.
Scroll down to the
and then I've got that red bar, motor vehicle accident, business law, dog bite.
Yeah, so if you'll scroll down to the very bottom, and you'll see a red bar at the very footer, and it says sitemap.
Oh, sorry about that. Yep, okay. Yep,
right.
Yep.
Click the sitemap.
I'm there.
All right, good. All right, so there's a list of all of these pages. What this sitemap is it's a list of all of the pages that are on Levine's website. But all
I get it.
So all of these pages that are starting with a city or a county are individual pages that have completely unique content that describes what we're going after, what we want to be found for. So, like, if you'll scroll down to the Travis County group.
Okay.
And let's click on Travis County motor vehicle accident. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me find a good one here. Let's do Travis County car accident attorneys.
All right.
Okay, click that.
Okay.
All right, so this is what a landing page looks like. So you'll see it's a part of his website. It's just another page. It has the same navigation that any other page would have. They can click around and check out whatever they want to. It would be the same thing for your site. They could click on, you know, different types of braces or about the doctors or, you know, whatever it may be. But what's important to note is that we are specifically writing about Travis County car accident attorneys on this page. Okay? That does a few things for us. It helps captivate and helps with conversions because the person, when they go to Google, let's go to Google, let's go to another tab. Don't leave it completely, but get another tab.
Sure.
And then type in Travis County car accident attorneys. Sure he's reached the front page on in here. Well, maybe he's not. We didn't launch that one yet. Hang on one second. Let me look at another one here. Round Rock. Well, I'm not saying it. Hang on a second. What this guy is doing is we're launching 40 pages every 30 days. And so we don't know which ones we've launched. I have to look that up. But, like, go type in Round Rock bicycle accident attorney, for instance.
Okay.
And you'll see he's listed number 2 on the organic listings. This is where we want to place you is on the organic listings, which is below the ads. It's below the map, but the organic listings get 80 to 85% of the traffic. Okay? So click on the Round Rock Bicycle Accident Attorneys from Google, and then it takes you directly to this landing page, which immediately speaks about bicycle accident attorneys in Round Rock. So what that's doing for the person looking for this is they're not having to land on the main homepage and then surf around your website trying to find exactly what they wanted to find. Like, if someone was looking for an Invisalign dentist in Bee Caves or whatever, if that's a place that you, or Dripping Springs, they don't have to go find the stuff that you offer, and then even if you offer it in that area, they're immediately reading about it, which means that they are going to stay on the website longer. They're going to read this. They're going to click around your website. They're going to view more pages, and that's going to give you more opportunities to close them and bring them in as a new patient.
Sure.
So that's
Thank you. This makes so much sense.
Yeah, good. So that's essentially what we're doing, and this particular client is doing it on a very large scale. He's just in the Austin area, but he's building out a slow build-out up to 400 pages, so we're launching 40 pages per month, and he only started about 4 months ago, or 3.5 months ago, and just a quick backstory with this guy, he was paying $12,000 a month with FindLaw and was receiving three inquiries per month through his forms that he has them fill out.
Wow.
Well, now, in the course of 4 months, he now receives 30 inquiries at a fraction of the cost. So he's got 10 times the leads at a fraction of the cost of what he was paying. Now, yours isn't going to quite be on the scale because you don't require 400 pages, but you get the idea.
Yes.
Right. So
Excellent.
So that's basically it. So I recommend for you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, so you guys actually go in and so besides building the pages so that people can find us better and faster and on the top, can you also do help with content? You can give me some advice of, you know, hey, your website, this page really sucks, you know, or whatever the thing is.
we
do you guys do that also?
We can. It's not something we really charge for, because, well, first we have to, first we're going to do our optimization and we're going to launch it and we're going to get onto the front page. And then once you're on the front page, we want to make sure that your website is converting, because if all the placement in the world doesn't do anybody any good if you're not bringing in the business, right? And we know that you're
right.
not going to stay with us if it's not converting to business, because you have no obligation to stay with us. So it's in our best interest to help you out with those things. So once everything's uploaded and traffic is coming to the site, what we're going to do is look at your Google Analytics, and we're going to look at your bounce rates, make sure your bounce rates are as low
mm-hmm.
as possible, making sure that people, when they come to the website, they're staying at least for some length of time, they're clicking around, and we can dive a little bit deeper in and see what the exit pages are. Like, why did they leave when they saw
mm-hmm.
them? You know, we can make recommendations
mm-hmm.
of, for instance, okay, they left on this page, why did they? Do we need to move a special over to this
mm-hmm.
where their eyes are gravitating towards? Or there's
right.
a ton of
But you guys would see that and you could tell us.
Right. There's also some other
yeah.
software, and depending
Excellent.
On, like, if your website is not converting well at all, then we have other software we can implement. And George and Greg are familiar with this, is the heat maps. You can implement that code onto your website and really see where people are clicking and looking, where their mouse is hovering over,
mm-hmm.
and then you can take that to the next level. Most people don't require that. It's just kind of trial and error. It's about, do we need to add a
mm-hmm.
special? We're not converting our traffic. Is this getting our point across the way we need it to? Do we need to have the free exam fill this out today for a free exam form on every single page? It's those little trial and error things that are going to
right.
help you convert. Now, I mean, looks are, of course, are subjective. What I like and what is pleases me and helps me follow might not be the same for you or any other patient. So
sure.
we have to find a good balance. But I mean, your website looks great. It's not hard to follow. It's pretty simple. It's not too in your face with graphics and stuff. I like it. So I don't know why you would have a problem converting. But it's something we can look into if it's
okay.
you know, is a problem for sure.
Okay. We've always just kind of wondered, and, you know, it's almost impossible to find somebody that, hey, can you look at our website and tell us that you trust, you know. So I'm glad that it at least looks okay. Man, all sounds really good. Definitely what we need. Let's see, what else? Do I need to know anything else?
I can kind of tell you the process and time.
That was a killer. That was awesome.
Good.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Like, if I was to say, boom, let's make this happen, go.
Okay,
what's
yeah,
the next
what happens
step?
Next? Okay, good. Okay, so, boom, you say yes, let's sign up with our level 5. We'll say, okay, we are going to send you our agreement, which is more for your protection. That's going to help. Well, it states our money-back guarantee that we have in place. We're going to send you an ACH form so that for payment, and we will automatically
mm-hmm.
withdraw every 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Once you sign that and send those things
okay.
back, we will send you a questionnaire. And a questionnaire, not only kind of you'll place it on there on the things of what you want to be found for in the areas you want to be found in, okay, kind of what we discussed today, but it's going to have other questions
right.
on there that are going to help our content writers write unique content, because nobody knows your business better than you do. So have you won any
right.
awards? You know, are you fully insured? How are you different from your competitors? Do you offer anything free, or do you have emergency, you know, orthodontic, you know,
mm-hmm.
hotline or whatever it is that makes you different? If you have any brochures
okay.
or trifolds or something that you use for marketing, then we encourage you to send those too. So when the questionnaire comes
okay.
back, we will then go do keyword research and compare what you want to be found for and how people are searching. So we want to find the most highly searched terms, but also that are within the realm of whatever level of service was selected. So once we develop our keyword terms, we're going to formulate those into a list of, let's say it's level 5, we're going to formulate it into a list of 40 pages plus the homepage. And we're going to send that to you for your approval. Before we go do anything else, you're going to get to see the focus. And that's the kind of the point where we agree that we think that these are the best terms that are going to yield the most business for you. And then you look at them over and say, okay, I agree. And that's where we both say, okay, this is the focus of the campaign. And once you approve that, but that's also your opportunity to change anything. So if you change your mind on a city and say, you know what, I don't want to do that city. I'd rather captivate this one. We'll say, okay, we'll change it, no problem. If you don't want to target, you know, family orthodontic stuff, then you want to do something else, then we can do that. That's the point where we change everything. So once you agree to that, then it gets sent off to content. Content is the part that takes the longest because we're writing, like let's say we target your top 8 cities and the top 5 things that you do. We're going to have to write individual content on the same subject. And so that takes time. That takes about 3 to 4 weeks if it's a level if it's a level 5 and below. So once the content comes back, it's already been proofread. We've looked it over twice, but we're going to send it to you for your approval because it goes live on your website and your hopefully new patients will be reading it. So we want you to give us the green light on what's going live. So keep in mind there are some things that maybe you can't say legally, that maybe that doesn't pertain to this necessarily industry, but that does happen. Attorneys was one that the content writers aren't aware of. So you want to proofread it, make sure it sounds good, looks good.
Okay.
The only thing is we want to make sure that you leave in the keyword terms that we're writing for. That's very important. But you can change the wording up if you'd like. If you prefer it to sound more technical in nature, you can. But once you do that and you approve it, then you send it back to us and we upload the optimization. And uploading takes about 1 to 2 business days. Okay. So that took us to about 30 days. If everyone is timely and you're timely on your approvals, it's about 30 days for us to do our work, okay? So once that's approved, we upload, and then we wait. The search engines come around every 3 to 9 weeks, okay? So we are at the search engine's mercy. What we do is we submit to them, as in we say, hey, we're new. We just uploaded these pages. I want you to come see that I offer orthodontist services in Dripping Springs. I want you to see that I offer orthodontist services in New Braunfels or wherever we're targeting. And we are waiting for the search engine to come pull the site. And speaking of infancy, Google does not just give away front page placement. We have to earn our spot there. So this isn't the light switch like PPC is. We have to wait and earn our spot. So once the search engines come around once, then let's just say, for instance, most of our pages are pulled and they are on the top of the second page. Okay, that's fantastic. We've jumped over a few 100,000 websites, and we've been given second page. But because they're new, they're in their infancy, Google doesn't 100% trust them yet, and so they're going to place us on the second page. So then we have to wait again for 3 to 9 weeks for Google to come back around and say, okay, you're a little older, you're a little wiser, you're a little more trusted, you're still relevant for these phrases, so I'm going to reward you, and I'm going to pull you to the front page, let's say middle of the front page or bottom of the front page. So that's great. It's doing exactly what we've asked it to do. So at the end of this 90 days, we know it takes 90 days just to reach front page. Not for everything we're going after, but for a lot of things we're after, that's what it's going to take just to reach it. But your traffic numbers are really going to go up when it's seen a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time, and it starts climbing, 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 and then you're at the top of the first page rather than hanging out at the bottom. So this is the long-term solution for your advertising needs, right? And so that's kind of what we're going after. Now, I say this to you not like I want to under-promise and over-deliver. So that's what we should expect is from the second page and jump up. But it happens often. It happens every day. We launch somebody's website, and they have front page placement within a week. You could get granted front page placement right off the bat after one pull, but I don't want to guarantee that, and I don't want your expectation to be there because it might take longer.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And then we will.
Very good.
Yeah,
I did.
The future,
that's awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, you'd use the term bounce, and they bounce on a page or something. What does that mean?
So a bounce constitutes when somebody clicks on your website and they do nothing else but hit their back button. They don't scroll. They don't click on another page. They just hit their back button. Almost
Got
like
it.
They found it on accident. They just like, oh, nope, this is not what I want. Hit the back button.
Got it.
So
okay.
A good bounce rate typically hovers below 30%. So So you're always going to get bounces. There's nothing anyone can do about that. But the lower, the better, obviously. And then the next thing you want to look at is the time on the website. How long are these people staying on the website? You don't need some crazy number like 10 minutes on the website, because most people click on it, they read a quick thing, they may click the About Us, they may click on before and after photos, and then they're just going to call you. So that may take 3 or 4 minutes or even 2 minutes. So, but we'll look at all those numbers, and every industry is different on how people act, you know, on the website.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks, Justin. Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Do you have any idea? I'm sure you have to talk to the powers that be on where the advertising dollars go. But
I do.
Do you know? Well, one, if we need to get them all on the phone together, we can all go over it so we're all on the same page, because we want you guys to make an informed decision and be comfortable with it, because we do want to partner for years.
I think I have enough to go over it with the doc and let them know what I think, and it looks, sounds great. It's what we need. As you were talking, I kept pulling up different things. I was like, God, we're not even on that page. Shit, what page are we on? I've never even looked at these things, you know? Wow, I had no idea. So lots of good information today, and I appreciate it. Lots of startling awareness of our placement on Google. Do I need anything else, I guess, maybe from George or anything, or do I just need to make a decision and call you guys back?
I think I'd like to
follow up with
go ahead.
Kirsten.
What did you say, George?
I'd like to follow up with you, Kirsten. I'd like to follow up with you early next week. Would that be okay? Say Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you've got everything you need.
I'll put it on my calendar.
I think you've got everything you need from information standpoint.
Excellent.
But I would talk to whomever and kind of find out what your budget is, and not only what your budget is, but kind of what are your goals. You know, what are your expectations, and then that's going to help you write the right package. Because if you do just want to test the waters, then we're talking about not targeting Austin. But if you want to go after Austin and be competitive, then I think a level 5 is great. And then another option is, which we didn't really go over, which is kind of pure domination. And when you start getting into the 10s and 15s, those include what we call microsites, and that gets you on the front page multiple times. That means it pushes your competitors off the front page. I mean, it's amazing what the really higher up levels do as well. So I just kind of figure out where you want to be and how quick you want to get started and all those fun things.
Also,
excellent.
I should let you know, if you go to a level like that where you talk about domination, you get exclusivity. We will not sell this service to anyone in your industry, in your town.
Nice.
So
Dominator plan, huh?
Right.
it's
awesome. I don't know if we're headed for Dominator just yet, but there's definitely some benefit for our size. I mean, we're pretty small in some of the five and four plans. 40 pages. What's the level 4? How many pages do you get with the level 4?
30 pages.
I'm looking.
So in
30. Okay.
Yeah. So just for the.
All right.
Well, just for the math of it too. Take those pages, let's say it was a 30-page op, and you could do your top six services, six things you wanted to be found for with your top 5 cities. 5 times 6 is 30. With the 40 pages, we could do the top 5 things with 8 cities and do 40 pages that way. Or you can do 4 services in 10 cities with 40 pages. So you can mix and match, and we can cut it up as, you know, much as we can if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah.
Give that a thought.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I feel like I learned a lot just on this little phone call. So I've got you down, George, to talk with you on Monday.
Same time, 10 o'clock your time. Is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great speaking with you again, and I certainly hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. I really appreciate you guys' time. And thanks for all your information, Justin. That was killer.
Absolutely. You got it, Chris. Appreciate your time today.
Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Stay on, Justin. All righty. Justin, you still there, buddy?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed.
Cool.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That got a smile on my face. Greg and I are going to go across the street to the new Mexican restaurant, and I will have a margarita.
I was going to say, have a margarita for me, will you? Yeah.
I will. Yeah, seeing it's walking distance, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Out of your experience, do you think that she's just going to come back with a doctor don't want to spend that kind of money by you? Or do you think that they're going to want to do this?
I think because she's new in the position and she's ready to make moves, I think the doctor's ready to make moves probably as well. And she even said that they're in the level 4, level 5 range is what she mentioned. So I don't think that's an issue, especially she's already seen the pricing and she didn't balk at it at all. I think she likes the 25% you guys have laid out, which is great.
Right.
I think it's a good deal, done deal, almost.
Yeah, I think that they can get in on a level 5 at level 4, you know, initial pricing, and I think they're going to have a really great response.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Man, I tell you, your skills on how to make that flow and get the information to them is just, it's impressive, sir. So once again, thank you.
You're very welcome. Did you were you able to record the call? I recorded it, so if you need it, I can send it to you, and you can reference it.
Go ahead and send it to us. I pushed the record button, but it hasn't. I've only done it a couple times. I'm unfamiliar with it, and I haven't gotten a good recording yet. So if you could send that, Justin, that would be perfect. I know Greg, you know, totally archives his stuff and listens to it.
Cool.
So that
perfect.
We can, you know, get better. There's all these little sharp ways of how you say things that we need to adapt.
Sure. Absolutely, man.
Thank you for hanging for the long hold. I'm telling you, that was just a wee bit embarrassing. 5 minutes of really great guitar instrumentals.
That's all right. I had time to water my bonsai tree.
All righty.
All right, guys. Best have a great day. Enjoy the margaritas.
Have good luck at the hospital, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.